Who's paying to clean up the environmental mess left behind in St. Louis, Michigan? This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush. This week, we've told you about the efforts to clean up the old Velsicol chemical plant. There's a threat to the local drinking water supply after the first attempt to clean the old plant failed. Birds still die from DDT decades after the plant stopped making it. So, who's paying to fix all this? Lindsay Smith looked into that.
To help figure out who's paid to clean up the pollution from the old Michigan chemical plant and its parent company, Velsicol, I want to take you back. Here's a clip from a 1982 documentary film called Cattlegate.
Michigan Chemical's owners have changed its name, but the factory still operates under the original management.
The plant's new name was Velsicol. In 1982, the government reached a settlement with the company over the contamination. The state of Michigan agreed to drop its lawsuit. Velsicol agreed to close the plant and clean up the factory's mess.
Now, as previously, it forms part of Velsicol Chemical Corporation, which in turn is controlled by Northwest Industries, a Chicago-based conglomerate that this year expects record profits on sales of $1.6 billion.
So in 1982, Velsicol owned the plant in St. Louis. Northwest Industries owned Velsicol. But soon after, both companies were bought out by a different company, Fruit of the Loom. At that point, the underwear company took on Velsicol's liabilities.
And the guy who bought it in the early 80s then sort of took all the money out of the company, and eventually it went bankrupt.
That's Ed Lorenz. He's a professor at Alma College. He's been studying the cleanup for almost 25 years.
So basically all the money had been taken out of Fruit of the Loom and all of the other parts of this big, what we call, conglomerate.
As part of the bankruptcy, Fruit of the Loom got to shed some of its liabilities, including that old chemical plant site in St. Louis. Velsicol Chemical still exists post-bankruptcy, but a different company owns it now, and it doesn't have all the liabilities it used to. Lorenz's best guess is the companies responsible for the pollution in St. Louis ended up paying roughly $50 million to clean it up.
Basically, it doesn't have any assets today that we can get, so all the current costs are coming from tax money. We call this an orphan site. It has no parent.
And this orphan is expensive. It's going to cost $45 million to build a new water system that's not contaminated. It cost $100 million to dig up a bunch of DDT-laden sediment from the Pine River, $23 million to clean another area where Velsicol used to burn and dump waste, and $150 million to redo the cleanup the company botched the first time around. Eventually, the state of Michigan will take responsibility for the old chemical site. When that happens, it'll cost $5 million a year indefinitely to contain the groundwater contamination. For a while, chemical and oil companies had to pay a special tax to clean up these kinds of orphan sites. But Congress repealed that tax in 1995, so that money is gone.
There is no fund, so the money comes from taxation. And since in an overall picture, we have a deficit in the country, in a way our children and grandchildren are paying for the cleanup.
Altogether, Lorenz estimates the cleanup will cost somewhere around $500 million. The companies responsible will get away with paying perhaps a little more than 10% of the bill. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith.
If you missed any of these stories in our series, you can find them at michiganradio.org. And that's the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush.